morning, this past week was Dabt Hezvov, Meseches Pesachim, advancing in the Groysa Sugi over here, of Chaninis Kana Kehanim. As we mentioned, that these six blad over here are very much dependent one on another, so it's not like, once we finish one Sugi, we could store it and start again. We have to, everything that we know comes back. So we have to try to accumulate everything together as we go on, get it good, and continue on. Okay, well, so when we start over here, Daf Yudal Amud Beis starts this part explaining Reb Meir. We saw in the Mishnah, and just quickly review the outline of the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts. Reb Chanina Skan Hakenan tells us a chiddush concerning burning two things together, which causes tuma one to the next. He's discussing about upgrading tuma. He's talking about kodshim, burning kodshim, two things of kodshim together. You're upgrading from a shlishi to a sheni. And Bekiva adds on to that to upgrade from a shlishi to a rishon. The Gemara talked about, Bekiva's talking about truma. And on that, Remeya says, Amar Rav Meir, midivrehem lo madnu. He's referring to someone. From their words, we can learn the following halacha, which this is really why this Mishnah is over here, Masechet Pesachim, because this is a Pesachim Dika Halacha that we're being involved in of Sreifas Chometz. He said that we can learn from their words the following Halacha. Shesofim Truma Torah Im Atmeya V'Pesach. One may burn Erev Pesach, the burning of Chometz, Truma Torah with Truma Tmeya, even though he's being metame the truma tahir. And this seemingly is an additional chiddush, because until now we were talking about something which was tamei already, and you're just increasing the tuma level. Over here, this is something which is tahir. That's the first glance over here. And he's saying this midivrei lemanu. We learn it from their words. And this is going to be the discussion in Agamara, is that where is he learning this from? Who's the Devarim? Whose words is he deriving this from? Let's just get the rest of the Mishnah, because this becomes very much pertinent in understanding what Reb Meir was saying. On that, Reb Yossi comments, Om Reb Yossi, Eine Hi Amida. He says, I argue. You can't Eine Hi Amida. It doesn't follow. You can't learn one from the next. You want to learn from place X, Devarim, Eine Hi Amida. You can't be learned from the next. Doesn't tell us why. And he continues and says, and he starts talking about names which we haven't had in the past. He says that you should know, Reb Lezer and Yeshua, they didn't argue about this. Everyone agrees that one may not burn this together, Truma Tana and Truma Tmeya. Zulatzim, Zulatzim, Amanechlikul, their machlaikis. And the place where you find that Abishu was Mekel was only by a Sofik. If one is Tluya, it's a Sofik, not Tor. It's a Sofik Tome, and the other one is a Vada Tome. That's where you have him. Like I said, it would sound like he's understands that Reb Lezer Yeshua have something to do with this, and he's coming to say that, well, don't think that Reb Yeshua over there is going to help us here, because even Reb Yeshua, who's Mekel, he's not Mekel in such a situation, and that's where he continues on. So the issue over here that we have to work out as this latter part of the mission is that who's the Devarim that Reb Meir is learning from, and now the Reb Yossi, he's going to reply back to that. We have to see how that fits in. So now coming to Agimoto. Zot gemor bar tu dats. Om abem de bem madu vkhulu. Fretting Mondraim the man. Whose words is he learning from? It would seem at first glance going back to the Mishnah, for the Mishnah reads, right? You know, you have the first six lines of the Mishnah, and then Rameh says, Mondraim the man. That's the most questioning. Mondraim the man, who's he learning this from? We have two shitas in the Mishnah so far, Bchanina and Bikiva. If we were to say that Rav Meir is deriving this from what Rav Chinin Sgan HaKehanim said, he's deriving from his words that one may burn Truma Tahira with Truma Tumeya and Erev Pesach Midomi. Is it similar? Can we learn one from the next Hasan Tama Vitame? Hacha Tor Vitame. Over there, they're both Tame. Rav Chinin Sgan HaKehanim is talking about Yavash Lishi with a Rishin. They're all Tame. Fine, you're upgrading. Fine. So by him, you could see that you could upgrade the Tuma level. But something which is Tor, totally Tor, right? You don't have a source over there that you could burn together. That's what I was asking. Hasan Tama Vitame, Hacha Tor Vitame. Ve'elam de Rekiv. No, maybe he's learning from Rekiv. The Vrei means Rekiv is Shita in the Mishnah. Midami, if you're acting more over there, it's still not similar. Hasan Pasa Vitame, Hacha Tor Vitame. Rekiv is talking about Shum. As we've seen in the past, and this is an important point that we have to always remember, that first of all, the term posel, that we know, refers to something which it in itself was makabel tuma, so it retains tuma, but it can't pass it on. That's the concept of posel. That means that the succession of tuma stops right at that point. That's what posel means, and it's really at which point this happens really depends on what kind of thing we're talking about. Right? Generally, we're talking about a meichel at this point. We know that chulin, almost all tanaim hold, stops at a sheni. Shruma, which has more kedusha, could even a shlishi. It means a sheni could be mitame, could give tuma to a shlishi if this thing is truma. But that's all. It's a shlishi is possible by truma. By kodshim, possible kodshim, things which are kodshim, that can even become a revi, but it stops there. Right? So the term possible by chulm, a sheni is possible, by truma, shlishi is possible, by kodshim, a revi is possible. Possible means that the tuma will not go any further. So Rabbi Kiva over here in the Mishnah is talking about truma. Right? He's talking about truma, shemen of truma, which was nifsal by a tful yom. Tful yom it has a din of a sheni. Once he makes feel tful her of shem, he's in a sheni. So when he touches this shemen, the shemen is a shlishi. Right? Shemen is a shlishi. So now when we put this shemen into a kli, which is tummy, it's an avatum of the mora comes out. Alright, so we're upgrading the tumah. But we're talking about, this thing originally started out being a shlishi by truma. Shlishi by truma is a lower level of tumah. It's only possible, right? So it's more like it talks about this, the fact that that might have been the chiddush in that sugi over there, that's more before. But again, what Agamor means to speak out, what we're saying is like this, that we're looking, Rav Meir is talking about burning something which is Tor, right? But something which is Tomei. Tor, right? There's a big Chiddush over here. So that thing Gemara says, well, a source to something which is totally Tor, that you're not going to see in the Tanoim before, L'chaoide. Rav Chanina is Tomei. It's a Shlishi B'Kodesh. It's Tomei. It could even be Mitamei or Ravi, right? So that has the full Din Tuma. Even if we were to say that he's learning from Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva Shemin, it's a shlishi b'truma, so it's taken that tome, right? Because he can't pass the tuma on. That's what the Mora says. But well, akoponim, it's still possible, right? So true, you might see in Rabbi Kiva that something which is possible, we could make it tome, let's say, but that's not going to be a source for what we're looking for. We're looking for something which is totally tar, which is not even possible. Right? That's what the Mara means over here. When the Mara speaks that, if Rabbi Meir is learning from Rabbi Chanina, that's Tomei V'Tomei. And we're Tor V'Tomei. Even if you were to say that he's learning from Rabbi Kiva is Takanata Tomei V'Tomei, he was only Apostle V'Tomei, so that's a step closer to us. that we're finding something which has a lower level of tumah, right? In the quality of tumah, right? Because it's only pasul.
If something's pasul, can it become tameh?
Pasul means that it's tameh. That's what pasul means, right? In the terms of seder tadis, right? Pasul means that something which it accepted tumah, it's tameh, but it can't give over the tumah, right? That's what it means. Usually, when something's tameh, it can pass the tumah further. Right? This means that simply it has to do with the fact that its concentration of tumah is very weak, and therefore it can't pass it on. Right? If you might want to understand it like that. Right? But that definitely it's an indication of a lower level of tumah, and that's why the Gemara over here by us is speaking out the Gemara like this. That by Rabbi Akiva, you are a step closer, because Rabbi Akiva, it's not tumah, it's only pasul. But that Gemara says, nevertheless, it's not a source for what we're looking for, because we're looking for something that you could burn, you could be matam something which is tov. That's what it means to say over here. Vel Rabbi Akiva midomi hasan pasul v'tami hacha tov v'tami. Over there, it's pasul. Chach, it's pasul. It's not tov. It's pasul. Zolzayin, it's not tumah, but it's pasul. Right? Again, the term of pasul means avada tome. It's tome. Right? But the level of tumah which can't be passed on is termed as pasul.
So once the Gemara rejects that it can't be the b'chanina, because it's tome v'tome, the Gemara comes back to try to suggest maybe what be the b'kivi, even though we know it's still not tome and tar.
Well, that's what we're speaking out. The Gemara is showing us that even though Rabbi Akiva is closer to us than Rabbi Chanina because it's not Tomei.
But we know why we rejected Rabbi Chanina to suggest that it was that we learned it from Rabbi Chanina, and to come back and to.
Well, I mean, you see, I mean, the Gemara is it sounds like the Gemara just speaking out the possibilities. It doesn't sound like the Gemara, you know, thought necessarily that Rabbi Akiva is a better choice. No, in a real way. The Gemara is just speaking out that even though it's true Rabbi Akiva is closer to us, but in the truth of the matter, he's not close enough to help us. So that difference that's between him and Rabbi Chanina is not helpful for us. And that's what the Gemara means to say, right? That's what the Gemara means to say, right? Nevarim deman, ilaymer him, it doesn't help. Ilaymer, elamai, you want to say maybe it's Rabbi Akiva, also you're not going to gain, right? That difference is not going to help us. That's what the Gemara means to be sleeping out, kipshuta. So now the Gemara at this point, thinking that we got to find someone here, someone in this Mishnah got to be in Devarim. So now we have to make some kind of adjustments to find what we're looking for. Right? Originally we thought that Rabbi Chanina is Tomei V'Tomei. Right? So maybe we can make a little adjustment in Rabbi Chanina to help us. By what are we going to do? It's often more like this. Nemo kosov Rab Meir masnisim ba'avat tumah d'raisa uvladat tumah d'rabbonim. Let us say, Zog Dimora, maybe this is what's happening. Rab Meir understood Rabbi Chanina was talking about something which mid'raisa was tor, takator. Even though the Mishnah is talking about that you're burning something which is tome, but that tumah is only a tumah d'rabbonim. Right, so let's hear this. So that means that midaraisa, if you're talking on the deraisic level, it's tor. So b'negei to the shaila of the din mishmeres that may one be metame kolshim, midaraisa is taka tor. And if Rabbi Chanina says that they were able to burn it together, so this would be a source to what we're looking for. You hear? Since until now we were assuming that the tumah of Rabbi Chanina is a deraisa tikka tumah, and if the Gemara says, well, that's not a source to us. I mean, that's tummy. Now the Gemara is thinking that, well, maybe we have to say that Rabbi Meir understood that Rabbi Chanina was talking about something which was merely tummy mid rabbonim. Therefore, when you look at it in the deraisic level, and this is what we're dealing with, we're dealing with an issa deraisa. So in the deraisa, it's not tummy at all. Right? We'll explain why, how that is. But we know that there things which are tomei midrabonon deraisa. So maybe we're talking about something which is not tomei midraisa, only tomei rabonon. And when he said that they didn't refrain themselves from burning a shlishi with a rishon, they're talking about a shlishi which is only a shlishi rabonon. But in truth, midrash it's tor. And if that's true, so then that possibly could be a source for Reb Meir to see that you could burn something which is tor with something which is tamei. That's the Gemara's plan over here. Name k'sav Reb Meir masisim b'avatum deraisim uvlad hatumah drabonim. This is the point. Vlad hatumah drabonim. The vlad hatumah, the shlishi over here, which we're upgrading. The fact that it's only an upgrading is all in the drabonim because the drabonim is talking bot. B'negei to deraisa, we're initiating the tumah here. Right? It was takator. So therefore, that'll be a source that you could be metame something which is tor. Uvlad hatumah drabonim. Deraisa tor ma'aliyah. Therefore, midiraisa, it's totally tor. And therefore, I'll have a source to remain in. And according to this, and according to this, so we could satisfy this that says in the Mishnah, that Rav Meir says, midiraim lemadnu, Taka referred to Rav Chanin Eskana Kehanim. This is what the Gemara is thinking over here at this point. Let's see the Rashi. Last narrow line. Neima kosava Reb Meir. Midyalef midivrehim. From the fact that he learns from someone previous in the Mishnah, Mosby, kosava masnisin, the Reb Chanina, Bosar, our Mishnah, what part of our Mishnah? Right? Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina is kind of canon. Bosar shenitma ba'av hatomo. Dikotani, the case of the Mishnah when we're talking about Bosa that was when Avatuma says in the Mishnah that Avatuma deraisa, that's an Avatuma deraisa. Zokt Rashi, the whole Avatuma deraisa. The reason why that we have to assume that stays as was, that it's a deraisa, because the whole Avatuma deraisa. Every Avatuma is deraisa. We don't have any always tatumas drabonim. Right? That's a shikul, right? When you get to that thing. But it's clear otherwise. But Avil Bosar, see, Rashi is just explaining to us over here that you know, once you make drabonim, so maybe it's all drabonim. Right? And that's what Rashi is saying over here, that definitely the Av that says the Mishnah is the derais, no question about that. Avil Bosar, what we're changing over here is Avil Bosar, Shnit Mevlada Tumma, Dikotoni. But this that the Mishnah is talking about, that we're being metame bosa, that was became tome from an avatumum, from a vladatumum, kigon shenitma bavladatum drabonon. It's talking about that it was nitma with a vladatumum drabonon. What's an example for that? Kigon kli shenitma b'mashkin, a kli which received tumah from mashkin. Mashkin was mashkin tamei, touched the kli. That's only drabonu. This that the kli is tamei. The midraisa and oichel mashkin metamei kli. Midraisa, no such thing. Oichel mashkin can't be metamei kli. Why? She ain oichel nasa avatuma. Because oichel can't become an avatuma. A keli, we know from the that they're basically two groups of things which are makabel tumma. You have odom v'kelim and oichlun amashkin. Odom v'kelim is something which could only be makabel tumma from an avatumma, right? Let me think. Modern being babakama, other places, right? Even Noshim Zikim, we have that odom v'kelim are only makabel tumma from an avatumma. Oichlun amashkin can be makabel from a rishin. So if we were to question whether Oichlin or Mashkin could be metame a keli, that's only possible if this Oichlin Mashkin could be an avatum. And being that Rashi tells us that Oichlin can't be an avatum, so it's impossible that Oichlin could be metame mederaisa. So that's Rashi setting up the case over here. The case over here is that this shlishi is only tumim rabbonon. Why is that so? Because the way the tumah happened over here was that there was a kli that was nitma b'mashkin. And this tumah passing from the mashke to the kli is not more than midabonim, because the kli needs to be in kind of tumah from an ava tumah. And the vlad that we're talking about over here, this that was mekabel tumah was from mashkin. Now Rashi tells us she'ein oichel nasa ava tumah, oichlin and mashkin for that matter can't become an ava tumah. The Gemara learns this from psukim. So that means that even if an oichel say touches a mace, aviyah vayis atumah, right? This is the highest level, which it would make other things a person to an avatumah, definitely an avatumah. But an oichel mashkin wouldn't retain a level anything more than a rishon l'tumah, right? So that's why oichel and a mashkin can't be mitamei keli midiraisa. Rabbanu gozer shu mashkin mitamei keli. Rashi gives us a little review over here of, if you remember, a couple of years ago, we learned Maseches Shabbos. And Maseches Shabbos, there was also a sugya over there, Tuma V'Taira, the Yud Ches Dover, more talks about over there, and after Dalid, that sugya over there. Yud Ches Dover, there are 18 Zeris over there that were made. And one of the gzeros over there was made was the fact that mashkin tmeim is mitama keli. Right? Like we just said, this is in the rice that doesn't happen. This is a din drabonim. Now, what was the basis of that? That Rashi reminds us of the Gemara over there. Because there is something which has a din of a mashke, which could be mitama keli. That's the din of mashke dezova zova. The din of a zov. Zov and Zov, they are Ovis HaTomah. And the Torah tells us that Mashkim, Roikoi, Memiraglov, different liquids that come out of their guf, retain the level of Tumah that they themselves have. So this is one of the few cases where you have a Mashke which it itself is an Avatomah. Right? You know, but when a Mashke is an Avatomah, it's only if it's the original tumah. In other words, a mashkin will never be makabel tumah and become an av, like we mentioned before, midaraisa. But these things over here, when the person becomes a zov, so just like he becomes tameh, he touches hand, so too his mashke roike mimiraglov. So that's why you have such a situation where you have that a mashke is an avatumah, and that would be mitameh kelim. So that was the basis where Rabbanon said that mashke could be mitame kelim. Also, even mashke which is not mashke of a zov, any mashke mitmeim could be mitame kelim because of this. That's what Rashi means over here. Rabban gozer shu mashke mitmeim mitame kelim mishum mashke zov a zova shehein avatumo kigoin roikoi memiragla v'perek hamadenidim. Now, this halacha over here, just to remind us a little bit over here, just to mention very quickly, because there is a little question about this, that does this apply to all mashkim, tmeim, or not? Is a shalom nishayim, right? We know that part of the Yud Ches Dover, let's say Yadayim have a din of a sheni. If Yadayim touch Mashke, the Mashke becomes a rishon, is the olden Rabbanon. Right? So now this Mashke, if he touches a keli, is a question showing whether such a thing, such a Mashke, will be metame kelim, or only Mashke Tmeim, which originated from an Av. Right, okay, that's a side point over here. Just remember that there is a question exactly what kind of mashke is mitame kelim. But whatever it is, Rashi says that this is what we're talking about over here. That the boss over here, which is a shlishi vayos, is a shlishi because it became tome from a keli, which is makabel tumah from mashke, which the tumah is a keli, is not more than Drabonim. Says Rashi, continues over here. The Haibosa Nitma Ba'oise Keli. So the basar in that case, which is a shlishi, we receive the tumah from that keli. They have a vlad vlad drabonon. This keli is a vlad vlad drabonon. Shahamashkin hoyu vlad hatumo. Vakeli he vlad vlad drabonon. Umderaisa tohu. Therefore, v'hai basar shnasa shlishi al yodai. This basar, which becomes a shlishi through the keli, right, which is only tame midrabanan, tohor gomer minatayr, it's totally tor. Oh, so once we come to over here, that midrais, it's tor, v'ashmin Rab Chanina, and Rab Chanina's come tells us, therefore, the kivin di'ika lo to midrabanan, since it has on it Hashem, Shem to midrabanan, mitam lo berishin derais, that's why one may be mitam it with an Arishan, or the Raisa, to upgrade it into a Shein. Now Rashi tells us over here that the guidelines of this Heter is limited to the fact that it's Tamei Midrabanan. Right. That's what Rashi says. Let's just hear that again. Right? This is a point over here that Rashi makes over here, which we'll see. Right? It's in the Yidimur later on also. What we're looking for is Reb Meir is talking about something which is tahor, and you're burning something which is tahor together with something which is tamei. What's his source? His source is getting this from Reb Chanina. Where does he see this from Reb Chanina? Reb Chanina talking about something which is tamei. Right, it's the Chachmas, it's the Shlishi, it's Tommy. The answer is that Reb Meir understood that Reb Chanin was talking about something which was Tommy only Midraban. Midraisa, it's Tor. From Midraisa, it's Tor. So how can you do it? How can you burn something which is Tommy Midraisa, something which is Tommy Midraisa? The answer is, well, you see from Reb Meir that this is a source, that you could burn the two things together. Now, Rashi just tells us that the guidelines, and that when would that be permitted, what could you take out of Reb Meir? You can only take out of a mayor the fact that it has on it Hashem Tum Midrabanan. That's what Rashi tells us. Even though Lachoda in the Deraisa, that doesn't make a difference, but Akoponim Lahalocha, what you could take out of that is that Reb Chanina is allowing, saying over his edus, that the Kehanim were not concerned that once there was a Shem Tumma, some kind of Tumma on it, then they really allowed the two things to be burned together. Right? That's what you need. But that tumma is not more than a tumma drabonim, therefore the raisa it's tahor. So that's the basis of Rameya's heter. However, we have to ask ourselves that once Rashi tells us that it's mutter only because it has a Shem tum drabonim, so once again we gotta ask ourselves that's how did Rameya learn that over here? There's no tumma over here. Right? Erev Pesach, right? Rameya's burning with something which is totally Torah Drabonon also, right? So once Rashi says this, then that gets us a little bit into trouble here, right? So we'll see Rashi continues on in the next Rashi, right? And that's really Mavu in the Sugya later on Omid Beis, that there's a comparison being made over here between Tuma and Isser. Tumah and Isser. But the first thing that the Mora had to clarify was that on the Deraistic level, Tor. Now, when did Rabbanon allow you to burn it in such a situation when it's really Tor? They allow you to do it when you have some kind of either a Shem Tumah, or we'll see when Rameyer, when you have an Isser Rabbanon on it. Something it's also one may not have enough from it at this point, right? So that's the dimyon, that's the comparison that Reb Meir is making over here in order to make this limud. Let's see the Rashi over here. Rashi over here speaks it out. Ma'am devreim de Meir. When Reb Meir says devreim, according to this, we could successfully learn. He means to learn from Reb Chanina. Now Rashi is explaining Reb Meir. Meir is talking about truma, right? The truma tahor b'shei shoyz damyo lahu the shlishi. Yeah, now Rashi is going to put the two things together. What is the connection between the two things? Reb Meir is talking about truma, which is tor, But in the shosh, which is in the sixth hour, that's damya lahu the shlishi, the Torah deraisa. That's the Torah b'chanin, which is talking about something which is tom deraisa. V'tomei drabonin, it's tom drabonin. V'har nami. So too, this chometz over here, is talking about shaye mederaisa at chila sheva. It's mutter b'hano, right, to eat it till the chila sheva mederaisa. Fa'asira midrabonin. And at the sixth hour now, it's also midrabonin. The kiven dashmin abchanino, the mitamin and tumen drabonom, tumen deraisa. Once we learn from abchanino, that we can be mitame, something which is tom drabonom, with something which is we can with which is tom deraisa. Now Rashi over here adds something over here, which is another variable here, which is a question why Rashi is doing this. If you look to you later on, Rashi asks that it's Rashi later on says not like this, but let's just try to follow through over here, right, without getting too confused. See, at this point we're following okay, right? We're doing good. That the comparison that he's learning is that Rav Chanin is talking about on the Daraisdika level, you're being metame something which is tame and tahor. And the reason why it was allowed to be done was because it has a Shem Tumah on it, Akopar Medrabonon, right? The thing that you're being metame. And Rav Meir made a relationship between Tumah and Issur, and therefore he took out of there that, well, if I would have something which is Tohar Medraisa, but it's also Medrabonon, you can't have a Hanor from it, so that thing also could be burnt together, right? So at that stage, we understand. Okay, fine. You know, we'll accept that dimion, and fine. Now Rashi adds another piece over here. If you remember in the previous sugya, that there was a question in the sugya. The first Bumura right away talks about the question of oichel being metame oichel. Right, another piece over here. Right, after we talk about the status of each piece by itself. But now, the Gemara talks about when they come together. Could an oichel be metame an oichel? Even if something which is taka tom midaraisa, right? It has real tom midaraisa, and it's ready to pass it on, but could tom be passed between one oichel to another oichel? So that was the first sugi that we had, that was big machlokes, whether it can be done or not. And this is what Rashi is going to mention over here. Rashi is going to tell us over here that the heter over here is because the passing of the tum in the first place is only Rabban. This is Rashi continues. Rashi says, the metamalei midrabonu, that the whole tum that we're making over here is only Rabban. The metamalei Rabban, oichel as oichel, that's what you see from Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina is that metame oichel as oichel, metamina nami truma tahoira the asira. Midrabonon, so too we could. This is Rashi's putting the whole picture together. We learn from Rav Meir, so too we could learn. Even though he's talking about tuma, but we could relate tuma to Isser, and therefore tamina nami truma to hoira, truma is totally Torah. Da'asir midrabonon, but it's also midrabonon. Betuma the truma to meir the raisa. The loy mitamle el midrabonon, being that it's only being mitam midrabonon. Dein oichel metame oichel el medabonim, because ein oichel metame medabonim. Now, just to speak out over here, what the question over here is that lechaidam. I mean, this issue of oichel metame oichel, it's all the same, right? Reb Chanina is metame oichel, Reb Meir is oichel metame oichel. So lechaidam, that it wouldn't be necessary for Rashi to make this medabonim. I mean, if it's the rice, okay, so that's happening by Reb Meir. So then Rabbi Chanina could learn it up here also. It's happening by Rabbi Chanina, so then Rabbi Meir could learn it up. Right? It's not as if to say that this is an issue in making the limud. Right? They're both talking about oichel b'metame oichel. Right? That's what they're both talking about. Right? Rabbi Chanina is talking about oichel b'metame oichel. Rabbi Meir is talking about oichel b'metame oichel. So whatever you hold as far as that's concerned should be irrelevant. Right? Why is Rashi over here making a point to say that it's Midrabon? Let's say it was the Raisa. So fine, the Raisa. So, but that's what's happening by Rav Chanina. So if he can do it, I can do it. Right? So why Rashi has to do this is a ha'or of first, right? Why is Rashi doing it? And we'll see. Don't forget it. But if you look at the Gemara later on, that this at this point is really just a have a mean in the Gemara. I think Gemara is going to turn around in a minute, and the Gemara is going to say that no, that the Mediterranean maybe is not Rabbi Chanina, not the whole Reish Lakish, Nachman, this whole Shita. But then you come to Amar Beis, and Rabbi Yochanan turns things around, and Rabbi Yochanan learns, I'll leave it there, in truth, like this have mean. There's a kind of Rashi on the bottom over here in this Amud, which talks these Cheshbainis, and then you see that Rashi doesn't seem to have this limitation that he makes over here. And that's that couples the question. That's what the Rashash asks on this Rashi right over here. Right? But this is the reading of the Rashi. Rashi throws in this additional ingredient, the fact that Ein Eichel Metame Eichel, and that seems to be part of this limud that's being made, because Ein Eichel Metame Eichel, so we're not dealing with more than a Tumah Rabbanon as far as the passing of the Tumah is concerned. Okay, so that's what that second part of the Rashi adds in. Right? It's a question why Rashi needs that, but that's just a translation of these last few lines. Okay,
you can't say that Rashi is inherently bothered to how the Rabbanan could be matir something that was also deraisa. I mean, right? I mean, it's like an obvious question if we're going to learn this limud this way, and that's what he's addressing, is that the Rabbanan aren't tampering with matiring something that was inherently deraisa. The whole issue here is the Rabbanan, and that's within their jurisdiction.
Okay, so that's possible, just to explain maybe why Rashi is doing this, right? But we'll have to see in the sugi later on over here whether that stands true. That stands true. It's a good question what you're asking, that what is the explanation? What is the explanation for such a thing? How could you be metame something which is tohor mederaisa? I mean, the direction to the answer of that question is the fact that it's Hilch Leibut, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if you want to say that Rashi held that still wouldn't help, possibly. Okay. Let's try to continue on over here in the Gemara. So this is what the Gemara at this point definitely. The Mediraim, as you read in the Mishnah, it would sound like the Mediraim is referring to something previous in the Mishnah. So if this is what you have to work with, that Rabbi has learned from someone previous in the Mishnah, so we've got to make this adjustment to Rabbi Chanina, right? And that'll be how Rabbi learned it from. And I think Mar Zomar is Lokish. Mishum Makaporne, Mastisim Bavatom Deraisa, Baratom Deraisa. On that he says, no, we have no right to do that to the Mishnah, or no reason to do that to the Mishnah, leave the Mishnah as it was. So what's the name? So how you learn this from Chanin? Like Mor asked, is referring to someone which is wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. Not mentioned in the Mishnah. That's what Mediraim means. Who's that? Rabbi Lezer of Yeshua. On that thing, Mora is going to try to find us a source. Right? We know that there's Machleks of Lezer of Yeshua concerning the Shemitah of Truma in certain situations. Rabbi Shua is the Mekel. So we would like to work out that Rabbi Meir is learning from Rabbi Shua his halacha. So that's how the Gemara continues on. Let's just see the Rashi over here for the introduction over here, where Reish Lakish is headed. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. You see the Rashi down five lines down, the narrow lines. I'm Shimon Levi. I'm Shimon Lakish. You shouldn't press yourself to have to limit what the Mishnah. And I know it fits to work. That's what we had to change. You had to make that adjustment in the Mishnah. No, you don't have to do that. The Devarim that Rameh said was not as we thought from Chanina. He's referring to Machlekes, that's where he's coming from. Vlava Masnisen Koi Reb Meir. Reb Meir is not going back on the Mishnah. Elo Ba'al Makoi, right? He's referring to some other outside source. Vahochi Ka'ama. And this is what he's saying. Midivrei Seifim Shomano Shesofim. He's saying Midivreihem, from the words of certain earlier Tanoim, we can learn the following. That's what the Reim means. Umaninu Soifrim, who are these Soifrim? Rabbi Elazar ben Yeshua. Now, according to this, V'hai Edus Rebchanin Rabbi Akiva Loishach Gabi Pesach. Now, according to this, so now we have to question ourselves. If you remember, when we learned the Mishnah originally, and Rashi told us that this Mishnah, we have to ask ourselves, what's this Mishnah doing over here? Right? So Rashi told us that this is this has to the Mishnah is here for the end of the Mishnah, right? For the din of Sreifas Truma. Yeah, so at that point we were thinking, you know, with the original understanding of the Mishnah, that Meir got it from them. So that's then we understand why they're here. They're here because they're the source. Right, B'chini is the source of a mayor. So far as, you know, that's what it's all doing over here. But now, according to Reish Lakish, they're not the source of a mayor, and the whole mission is over here for a mayor. So then we have to ask ourselves again, what are they doing here? Now, that's what Rashi is aroused by the question now. Rashi says, according to this, the Eidus from B'chini Reb Kiv L'shach Gabi Pesach. Therefore, we have to say, V'agi Deboy L'ruy Shesor from Kodesh Tohor Imatome Nokat Le. That Rashi says in the Chinami, it's some kind of agav, ID, right? Since it's the same idea, so that's why he got into the Mishnah. But we can't, according to this, we can't explain anymore that the reason why it's here, because it's the source of the Pesach Diga Halacha, because it's Takanan. So it's here only because it's similar to the din of Pesach. That's what we'll have to say according to this. Now, if you look at Tosis on the bottom, Tosis says maybe a little bit more based on the Gemara later on. Right? See that Tosis on the bottom? Medir Rabbi Elazar ben Yeshua, v'hol l'tanav ma'asis milsa b'chinin Rabbi Akiva. Tosis is borrowed by the same question, right? That's the question, right? This that the Tanna of HaMishnah brings up Chanina and Rabbi Akiva. Mishum da b'yaisi katoi, because the b'yaisi made a mistake. The sover the mayor, Reb Chanina's kind of can come, kid the gomer b'somach. We'll see in the brayson. You see if you chesh the gemara later on. So Tosfos says a little an alternate explanation than Rashi, right? Because there was a point that it was thought upon him that this was the source. Interesting. So that's why the Tana left that over here, because that was Reb Yaisi thought that that's where. Rabbi Meir got it from. Right? So he's answering a little different than Rashi, if you found, right? He's addressing the same question, and Tosfos has a little different Teretz. And that's the answer of Teretz will be clearer when we see the Gemara later on. And there's a Braisa which clearly talks about this. Okay. So let's just try to see over here quickly if we could get this piece of Gemara here. Okay. So the Gemara tells us that Reish Lakish, we see others learn that the source of Rav Meir is taken not from a B'chinin Mishnah, it's from Rabbi Yeshua. Shita's Rabbi Yeshua. Let's see. So the Gemara wants to know which Rabbi Yeshua do we get this from. And it's important to remember these sources over here because it might come back again. Let's see. Zot the Gemara. Yeah? Hey Rabbi Yeshua, which Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Meir learning from? Ilei Mahor Rabbi Yeshua, if it's the following Rabbi Yeshua, this the following Mishnah. It's not. Chovah shel truma shenoyla l'sofek tumim. We have a barrel of truma. Let's say it's truma wine, whatever. Shenoyla l'sofek tumim. That something happened that created a sofek over here. Maybe it got tumim. It's possible tumim. So it's a sofek tumim. Reb Lezer says that the Shemitah requirements haven't changed, even though it's a Sofek Tomei. And therefore he says, if it was left in an open place, a place which might be more vulnerable to Tumah, you got to bring it in. You need Shemitah. If it was uncovered, you got to cover it. For Shemitah purposes. Reb Shua Omer, no. Now that it's a sofik tuma, it already lost its status. On the contrary, if it was in a mokam amutzna, a place which would watch it from becoming tuma, now you could be lenient. Right? You could leave it in a mokam atur from hoisim chusi galenu. Oh. So the Gemara is saying over here that this would act as a source. Maybe this is a source to this is where a Meir got his din from. That you see that Rabbi Yeshua allows to be mitame something truma. You can be, he allows you to be mitame truma. Now we have to see the Rashi over here how this helps us, right? Because this lachar is only sophic, right? Only sophic, right? So where could we possibly derive what we're looking for? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says as follows. So Rashi, she noilat, she ira. The word noilat over here, it was born. Right? It means she ira, right? It happened. It was a happening. Kigoin. Now this Rashi over here is a question of Rishonim over here. What exactly the cause of the tumah is. And if you're interested, if you have any questions on this Rashi, look in the Rishonim, Tosfos talks about this. Akoponim, Kigoin Rashi said, what happened over here? Kigoin shenichas adam tamei l'sham sofik nog, no magma sofik lo yinog. A person who's tamei entered into the area, and we're not sure if he touched it while he was in that room or not. That's the basis of the sofik. Okay, fine. But as far as we're concerned, it's we have truma over here, which is sofik tamei. The fact that it's Sofik Tomei hasn't changed, one is still Muzer, he's still warned, he's still Zachiv to watch it. The Puzzle says, Mishmeres true Moisai, Stein b'mashma. The Loshan, the Puzzle, Mishmeres true Moisai, the Loshan Raven, Shmashma to Achas Toher v'Achas Tluya. That is a din shmire, not only on shuma tahira, but even tluya. Tluya means the fact that it is sofik, right? It's sofik. For amrachmono, ovid leishimur, mishmeres shumoisai, both situations of shuma, zokte tahira, mishmeres, can make a shmire. That's a blessed shita. Rabbi Shua says, in chen mokam aturfo, kloima, imrotzo yochol ligrim lo tumo, right? When it says Yanechena, Rashi tells us, don't mistake it to mean that we should deliberately go do this. Right? There's no inyan to do that. But what it means is that you know that we have no concern. He holds Yesh Eim the Mesoides. And as far as the way it's written and the way it's read, that's what we see Yesh Eim the Mesoides. We have in different places in Shas that refers to as far as making the drasha, the halachas that we take out of the word should be as it's written, and therefore the way it's written is Loshen Yochid, and therefore the din shmira that we take out of this word over here is only one. Yesh Eim the Mesoides, right? The Mesoides is the aim, is the main one. Fine. So therefore, there's only one din shmir. Only calls man that it's tor. Once it's soft, there's no more din shmir. Alma. Now Rashi makes the connection over here. Alma shaminen le Rabbi Yeshua. So we see from over here that Yeshua holds the kivin de'ena ra'uya ela hadloka. Once, even it's a sofik, but now it's a sofik. You can't eat it anymore. So it's ena ra'uya loko yocho ligrim lo tuma. Right? That means truma. Once shuma comes to a situation where it may not be eaten anymore, so that's already a heter to cause tumah. And ours, even though ours is not a sofik tumah, however, bazbirhi, it's something which is supposed to be burnt. Therefore, you can be metamet. So that's how it actually makes the relation. That even though over there it's a sofik, but we could learn that sofik tumah to us over here, because what the sofik over there accomplished was that it's something which can't be truma, which can't be eaten anymore. So to by us, our truma is also can't be eaten anymore. It's a bazbir, and therefore it would follow that from that Rabbi Yeshua you could learn that one may be mitame this truma over here also. And on that, the Gemara says that the reason why that would not be a good source. It's for the following reason. On that, the Gemara says, well, over there, you only see that you could be goyim, you could cause it. Right? It says, Yanechena makam haturfa. Right? Yigalenu. But you're not actually being metame. Remember, it says, you don't have to be careful anymore. Right? That's all you see from over there. That's called a gromo. You're just putting it in a situation which it'll end up getting tummy. You're not actually being metame, be a dying. Our gromo over here, by burning it together, being metame, be a dying. That's why the Gemara is not so satisfied that this should be the source. Okay, let's just quickly finish this piece over here. Okay, Elo Ho Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara says there must be it's a different Rabbi Yeshua, different machlekes we have which will fit better to our case. This man. What you have over here is you have the wine press, right? You have the gas hole, you know, you have the place, I guess, where the grapes are pressed, and it comes down to the bottom, the liquid. So what you have over here is that you have a chavas of truma that was nishbara begas hole, you know. The tachtoino chulm tmein. And on the bottom, what you have over here is chulm tmein. So your situation over here is that you have wine of truma, which is dripping down. This is shuma tahira, and it's in chulin tameim. Now chulin, which is tame, is fine. You know, no problem eating chulin. There's no iser, right? And anyone could eat it. You know, I mean, even people that usually are careful to eat potato, but you know, people invariably become tame and shines. You know, so they'll eat it then. So it's fine. Chulin tmeim is fine. It's edible. It's marketable. Everything, right? But now, when this truma falls in, then we have a problem over here. Because once the truma falls in, we're talking about that there's no sheer bittel. So once the truma falls in, if you have a bittel, so then if you have a large amount of chulin that we mavatel the truma, so then fine, then you're okay. Then you continue on as if it's just truma tmeim, chulin tmeim. But we're talking about that you don't have the shir bittel. So now the mixture over here is meduma, right? When the mixture over here is sofik, the whole thing now is sofik shumatmeya. Shumatmeya can't be eaten, right? So what's happening over here is that if this truma falls in over here, it's going to cause a loss, right? That's the situation over here, right? And
the truma is going to become tmeya,
right?
It's dripping down. It's not touching the.
And it's going to fall right into the pool on the bottom. The pool on the bottom of wine is wine which is tamei.
Right.
It's going to fall right in. So of course,
the
truma will come.
The whole thing's going to fall right in.
Yeah. You have this leak over here from that barrel, right? And so, right, so there's a stream of wine, right, which is truma, which is coming down. It's on its way into this big vat on the bottom, which has chulin tmeim, wine, which is chulin tamei, right? So the situation on hand over here is that people get nervous over what they want. They want to catch the wine, stop the wine over here from falling in, but not always all the kalim, right, the vessels which are available are tor. So what do you do over here? Right, let's say you have some barrels over there, you could catch it and prevent this over here, but they're tome. If you do that, you're being metame shruma b'yadayim. Okay, that's the situation over here. So the Gemara says, "Chovos shum shenish b'begasel yoinu tatan echulin tmeim." Oh, so the Gemara says, "Moed Yeshua." In the following cases, no machlekes. Shem yochel lahatzel imen revius b'tayde yatzel. That if we could save a revius of shumet tahira, meaning to say, right now in front of you, right, you have a bunch of kelim which are tamei, but you could run next door. Right? If you run next door and you could get something which is tor, and by the time you come back, you'll catch the last revius, shame, then that's what you have to do. You have no heter, right, to catch the wine in these kelim which are tome, because being metame, being that you could save a substantial amount of revius, which is a shir choshev of truma tahira, so you have no heter. Even in Quantum Shu is going to be makel in a minute, but in this case, he holds that you can't, right? That's what it means. Let's say you can't. Let's say you can't. In front of you, you have kelim tmeim, right? The closest keli tor, right? You go together and you come back, it's finished, right? So now in this situation, it's machlekes. Ablezer Omer Teiriv it tamei by tamei. Ablezer says, sorry, no heter. You can't take a kli which is tamei and catch the truma because being metamei truma tahor. Can't do that. Ablezer Omer, no. Af yitamena biyad. And can be metamei biyad. Oh, so Zotimar, this is what we're looking for. This is a situation which you're being metamei biyadayim. This is what we're looking for. The previous source, we didn't see that you could be metame biyadayim. But over here, we see that we could be metame biyadayim. After tamen biyad. So this is what Moran wants to say. This is the source of Reb Meir. He's learning the very means from Yeshua. Let's just see just two more lines just to even out the Gemara over here. Yehochi haimid reimid var mi boilei. The Gemara says that according to this plan, that really doesn't have to do with this last Rabbi Yeshua. It's really a question on this whole plan. Right? As a matter of fact, if you think about it, it's even a question, really, I guess you could have asked on the previous plan, the Rehim, right? Sounds like, you know, Loshen Rabim over here. Right? The Gemara seems to be asking on this, right? And the Rehim, according to this, it's only Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara is asking. Yachi, haim the Rehim, midvorov, in boilei, she's a midvorov, right? From his words. It's machalik, said Blazer. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lez, and you all learn from Rabbi Yeshua. On that, the Gemara says, "Okay, don't worry." Mi machleks and hochdom machleks and Rabbi for Rabbi Yeshua lo madnu. When it says midivreim, means from within their words, they argue about such a thing. From within that machlekes, we could take out, but in truth, we're taking out of the words of Rabbi Yeshua. Deikanami deikatoni mo Rabbi Yeshua shmamino. That the Gemara says deikanami. This is the ride that we mentioned before, that according to this, we have a benefit in the Hemshech HaMishnah. Because as we read the Mishnah beginning today, that Ramey said, Me'elo Ma'adnu, and Rabbi Yossi said, Enei Me'amida, and then suddenly he starts talking about Blessed Bishul, which we didn't know where they come in. But according to this Pshat, it's very understandable, because when the Rehim means Blessed Bishul, and that Rabbi Yossi is saying, Enei Me'amida, and you should know, their Machlekes doesn't pertain to us, because they argue on something else. Right, that's.
But the machleik in the Mishnah is not this machleik, right?
The machleik is
the machleik that he's quoting over here by Timur Tzvi from Rabbi Elazar of Yeshua is not the machleik by the Gas.
Right. So that has to be worked out. See, what he's saying really is, he's referring to the first one, right? Right. So we have to see in Cheshvan Gemara. Knows what he's saying. What he's saying basically is that he doesn't even speak this out. He says from this second machleik is for whatever reason. Right, Hefsi, like the Gemara says over later on, that's time. No, you can't learn. Elamai, you want to learn from the first case? That first case is only a sophic. Right, that's how you have to learn the Gemara. Right, so he's aiming at the right name, but he's addressing a different case. Right, but that's because there's like an unspoken, understood thing. Right, that's the case that in truth, according to this, Rav Meir learns from. He has his reasons, like the Gemara says, that you can't learn from. That's a special din, hefsid, you're saving. Right, that's simple. I don't even have to talk about that. Right, Elamai, you want to learn from the first one. Then he makes a chiluk between sophic and not sophic, which is a point that the Gemara over here didn't hold it at chiluk, because the Gemara just asked the chiluk in yadayim and not yadayim. Right, so you're right that you see that there are different ways of understanding whether certain points make a difference or not. But just in the reading of the Mishnah, right, that's what's going to come out. That according to this, Rav Meir in truth learned from this second Rabbi Yeshua. When Rabbi Yossi talks to him, he's saying, "Well, the second Rabbi Yeshua I hold stam. You can't learn from him. This is hefsid. This is special heter for hefsid meruba. You're saving the chulin. Right? That sure doesn't pertain to us." Maybe you want to learn from the other Rabbi Yeshua, that I haven't pronounced. That's what's spoken out in the Mishnah. Right, that's how you have to read it according to this. Okay?
Yeah.